Beloved Swaha, I have been thinking about writing to you for a long time. Lately, I have thought a lot about that, and I'm afraid of many things. But sometimes I try not to avoid it, also trying to look at it as it is. That is how life is. There's many things that is scary when you don't know about it. But Hana, were you afraid of getting born? Who's going?
Yeah.
Don't know. Then?
Yes.
Suddenly you were born. Plutselig var du født, no? Then?
Yeah.
It's like that. It's not in your hands. The main thing is you enjoy when you are here. Yeah? But this is important things. You can meditate on that. That is good. I'm also afraid that Dharma Mountain and you are gone when I'm grown up. That's a very nice things that interest you, Hana. Very nice. But I'm not planning to go yet, so we still have some time, okay? And now you start coming, now you start being big enough to be here now. You're invited any time you want, no? To Brazil also, no? It's time to go down, no?
Yeah.
Maybe you could help me. Maybe you could give me some advice. Just live life. Just be open. You're in good company. We are here. I'm here with you. You are a lucky girl, no? Especially when you have this interest. Anyway, I just want to say thank you for existing. Thank you for you existing too. And in this nice existence, it's nice to meet, no? Hug from Hana and hug for Baba. Where's Mudita? Huh? Where's Mudita? Huh? Okay. Thank you. Dear Master Swa, the most important first, I love you. Thank you for showing me that it's possible to come out of the prison. I wrote in the first letter that I hope I do not get caught again. This hope I feel shows insecurity. Instead, now I will say that I know that the door is open. And I feel my heart is very, very happy. Love from Mudita. The door is open, Mudita. Walk through. Okay? Walk through. Okay? Do it now. You have to be quick when you see the door is open. Don't just think the door is open. Don't even think, go through it, the door is open. You have to be very quick. If you're in prison, by chance, somebody left the door open, you don't think. Rush out. Then when you're outside, then you can start thinking about what to do, where to go, no. First things first. Beloved Master, every time I feel to write you, a silence comes, a stillness to just be. What can I possibly say with words when you see inside my heart? Yep, this summer came with the cosmic 2x4, God's way to remind me that I'm not the doer, and so much more. I feel like sharing a dream I had years ago. I was walking along a beautiful white sand beach. It was more than beautiful. It shimmered with divinity. I watched my toes squeeze into the soft sand, fully present with every step. I stopped to soak up all the beauty and looked out to the horizon. But what I saw was not the ocean. It was the vast cosmic sea of space. It was totally silent. I could see distant stars and spirals of movement in the glorious open space. I turned to my left, and there stood a being of pure white light. He was so familiar to me. It felt like I knew him from the beginning of time. He overflowed with kindness, wisdom, and fathomless love. I knew he was there to guide me. When I looked back into the infinite space, I saw the most amazing spiral of all. A huge black hole was right before me. I stood in awe of its magnificence. I wanted to go into it, and I was given the choice to do. To enter the unknown. I was excited, but I knew that I had to be totally fearless. The being of white light stood with me, waiting. I decided to wait. I still had a tinge of fear. There was comfort because I knew the chance would come again. Yes, beloved, when I met you in Brazil, I knew instantly that this beautiful being in my dream was you. My guiding light that overflows with the fathomless love. And I feel I'm standing on the edge again. Everything is falling away. I have seen that the me is just a dream. I'm ready now. I feel no resistance. It feels like I'm free falling into the mystery itself, back into oneness. All my cells sing and dance. God, 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 I'm coming home. No matter what thunderbolts shook my world, how many years it may be, I don't care, because I'm going home, sweet home. Tears stream down my cheeks because I have to leave, but I feel you with me, inside, tickling my heart as you said you would. And we laugh together. When I go for a walk or try to eat with others in silence, or when I go to sleep at night, there I am laughing at nothing and everything. Although oceans apart, please feel the sea of love and gratitude that fills my heart. See you soon with love, Devakaya. That is how it is. You have to go fearlessly. But when the time is ripe, after you have felt this fear, and maybe not the readiness, then when it comes back, you don't even think about it because you are ready. But it is true. It has to be totally let go, an acceptance, a welcoming, a celebration. Then it's easy. And when that trust, that love is there, then it is easy. Beloved, today I started to write you how impossible you were in satsang, how impossible it is not possible to be not happy around you, how impossible it is to be drunk, not to be drunk in your presence. But before I managed to express to the impossible one how it is to drink all this magnificence, you arrived in satsang again, more impossible than ever. I give up, my beloved master. If there is no limit for you, I can only accept that you are not only serving us this untouchable feast, but you are also expanding all our borders so we can lose ourselves in this eternal invitation you are. Like little Jonathan, when who just could say yes, yes, yes to that rain of strawberries without thinking if he could carry or eat all of them. His soul was just jumping through his eyes, just whispering from his heart, more, more, give me more, yes, yes. Love, 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 peace, trust, and love, forever yours, Kavita. Where's Kavita? You saw that the children, they don't, you know, they don't think. They don't know even what is happening, but there's something. I never had seen Jonathan before, but his soul, his heart, just was attracted, just like a moth to the fire, no? A moth to the fire. What happens to the moth when it goes close to the fire? may everybody be a moth. Aum Shanti. My beloved Master Suha, at the end of the satsang, before I left, something happened. Or something rather left me. No, I can't find any more excuses. You know that I have had many. And I can't find any resistance not to do what I really want. And what I really want is to be total with you. I want to grow. I want to be mature. I want to fully learn the art of love and meditation. So please, please use me and do what is necessary. I bow down before your feet in an enormous gratitude and with eternal love. I'm yours forever, Sabira. Beloved, I went deep. A lot of pain and tears of lifetimes washed me down. Suddenly things started to pop up in front of me, and I saw clearly so much of myself. Beloved, you gave me the courage to receive and to face everything. And now so much has been given to me. You give me the courage to accept the gifts of life. I feel naked and fragile. Sometimes it feels like I step aside, or actually I don't do anything. Suddenly I'm not there and you come in, taking over my being. It's like an overflowing emptiness full of love. And it feels so good, that nothing can come close to that feeling, to this love. I'm drunk in you, beloved. I'm humbly at your feet. And this is the most precious gift. I love you, yours, Dipani. Beloved, for thank you, beloved, for patiently washing me clean, wiping out all the dirt from every corner. No matter how old or how sticky the dirt is, with love and compassion you go on polishing me and gracefully tickling me, inviting me to even enjoy it. Yesterday, deeper than ever, I felt the indescribable, immense gift and unique opportunity it is to be close to a living master. So precious, so beyond everything, such the blessed gift. Thank you, beloved, thank you. Yours forever, Premli. P.S. This poem, The Guest House from Rumi. This is what I teach. The guest house. This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house, empty of its furniture, still treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delights. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door, laughing, and invite them in. Be grateful for whatever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. You have to learn that whatever is happening is supposed to happen. And if you learn from it, you become wiser. If not, you will just suffer, get more confused. Beloved, what an indescribable gift, what an amazing life, being around you, how blessed I am, feeling the fragrance of your love, hearing the music of your words, seeing the beauty in your eyes, experiencing the presence in your being, drinking the wine You are serving, growing roots by your guidance, emptying out, being fulfilled, giving up, being found, stopping everything, coming home, serving you, receiving everything. My beloved Master, how is all this possible? I don't know, but still it is. It is. My gratefulness is like a bursting river inside. Trust is higher and deeper. Awareness is rising. Love and peace is growing day by day, coming closer and closer. Thank you. I love you, Vibhuti. Sant Vibhuti. Sant. Beloved Swaha, 10 years have passed since I took sannyas in Ideborg. There I ask you my first and only question. Where does everything come from? And you replied, everything comes from silence. Leading the silent sittings for the volunteers at Engsbakker has been very beautiful and a deepening process for me. Up to this summer, I have not said many words, but now I was ripe to talk, to share. Talking from silence, about silence. I don't remember much of what has been coming out of this mouth, but I know I have said things like, everything comes from silence. Having been silent for 5 years, having been silent for eternity, and when the words come, sharing it, sitting in silent communion, I get goosebumps, even just writing about it. After the first sitting when this happened, I took the car for a drive up to a lake, sitting on the grass, feeling the earth, the wind, the sky, the sun, touching my skin, in deep crying, just bowing down to myself, to you, Swaha, to Osho, to Ramana, to Buddha, for preparing the way, for living and sharing the silence, the stillness, the purity of the heart, for being such beautiful mirrors or what we can become. Every fiber of Mother Earth is longing for the silent heart, and we need to take action and awaken. We, the people from the north, both have the opportunity and the responsibility to wake up. With gratitude for everything that you have created and shared to make this planet a better place, a more beautiful place. I love you, Ananta. Very good, Ananta. Hadion. Jai Bhagavan. Jai Osho. Jai Ramana. Jai Buddha. Jai Babaji. Jai Swaha. Hari Om. Jai. That is true. The earth is longing for the silent heart. Everything is. You are longing for it, because the silent heart means harmony, in tune, Because in existence, everything is in harmony, everything is in tune. Only the unconscious human beings has disturbed this balance in themselves and on the planet. And by becoming conscious, you can regain that balance. And there is great joy, great gratitude, great peace, great bliss. That is the best thing we can share to ourselves and to everybody. And then, of course, the Mother Earth and the stars will rejoice with you. Then a Dharma Mountain remix poem by Nandika. Very good, I didn't know you had this. You see, so many things is happening now. You start filling yourself with good things. Then poetry will come, beauty will come, silence will come. Our beloved master is of the magic kind. The magic kind that can empty your mind. Stop. Feel the poof. And everything will change. The moose will get loose and start to dance. The sun will have fun and start a disco in the sky. Even the small butterflies will go crazy and start shake their bodies all around. Hooray, it's a new day, it's celebration time. Love, Nandika. You got it. You got it, Nandika, very good. Feel the poof. That is much easier. I'm very happy, that's the whole mantra you need, poof. I can't believe we finished, Anna. We all so comfortable now. What are we going to do now? Everybody will be in the gap now. Huh? Well, I'm very happy. And I love you. And I'm happy it works. Aum Shanti. we start feeling really at home now in my forest here. Maybe we should just move in. And all the trees and the mountains and the rivers and everything, they love us because we are very peaceful people. They've never seen humans like this. That's why they're so happy. They, all the trees have a silly grin on their face. Om Shanti. May everyone be courageous enough to follow the truth, the heart, and be happy and find peace. Om Shanti. And those who follow the heart, existence, support. God will kiss you. My child, you came home after so long time. I'm so happy to see you. Mwah. Mwah. Where have you been? I was missing you. Isn't it nice here? Yeah? Relax. Settle down. You who have been so busy for lifetimes in body and mind. No. Stop. Rest. Find peace.
Jai Sri Ram, Jai.